Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. And let's face it, sometimes life feels like a hamster wheel, right? Running, 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 always chasing something just out of reach. Ever feel that way? Like you're constantly thinking about the next thing, the last thing, anything but this moment. Well, today we're diving headfirst into the awesome world of mindfulness and learning how to be present. Because trust me, this isn't some hippy-dippy trend. It's a superpower waiting to be unlocked. Now, being mindful doesn't mean emptying your mind like a cosmic vacuum cleaner. It's about actively paying attention to what's happening right now, your thoughts, feelings, even the sensations in your body without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your inner monologue and actually savoring the experience. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or enjoying a delicious meal? That's mindfulness in action. So, how do we cultivate this superpower? Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First, practice conscious breathing. I mean, seriously, take a few deep breaths right now. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Just a few minutes of this can work wonders for calming your mind and bringing you back to the present moment. Think of it as a mental reset button. Second, engage your senses. This might sound simple, but truly paying attention to your surroundings can be transformative. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, or smell that fresh cup of coffee. The world is bursting with sensory details waiting to be explored. You know that feeling when you take a bite of your favorite food and it just explodes with flavor? That's your senses working overtime. Third, find moments of stillness. We live in a constant state of hustle and bustle, but even small pockets of quiet can make a huge difference. Take a few minutes each day to simply sit and observe your thoughts without judgment. It doesn't have to be a grand meditation session, just a few moments of peaceful contemplation can recharge your batteries. Remember, sometimes the best conversations are the ones we have with ourselves. Fourth, be kind to yourself. This is huge. We all have those days where our inner critic goes into overdrive. But instead of getting bogged down in self-criticism, try to be compassionate and understanding. Treat yourself like you would treat a good friend with kindness, support, and encouragement. And lastly, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm bed, a loving family, a beautiful sunset, these are all gifts worth celebrating. You know that feeling when you're truly grateful for something? That sense of contentment and joy? It's like magic. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a park on a sunny afternoon. You hear the laughter of children playing, smell the fresh scent of blooming flowers, and feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Instead of letting your mind race to the next thing on your to-do list, take a moment to truly absorb these sensory details. Breathe in the air, listen to the sounds around you, and appreciate the beauty of this present moment. That's mindfulness in action. It's about savoring the little moments, being present with your experiences, and finding joy in the everyday. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. So why not make the most of every step? So there you have it, 5 powerful practices to help you cultivate mindfulness and be more present in your life. Remember, this isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about taking small steps each day to become more aware and appreciate the richness of this moment. And hey, even if you slip up, just gently guide yourself back to the present. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to cultivate mindfulness? Share your thoughts with me in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode of our journey towards strength, wisdom, and courage. Until next time, keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.